Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, here quickly here. This is my story. And I guess this had to do with the toddler, little frog. He'll be 2 years old in February. But so last night, he and I watched, he loves to watch videos on the phone, okay? What kid doesn't? We're watching Hickory Dickory Dock.
Oh, a classic.
Now, this is not the Andrew Dice Clay version. You know, Hickory Dickory Dock. Hey, get out of here. Yeah. It's not that.
That, like, Jack and Jill. Jill came back with the buck 50.
Yeah. Buck 50 and I think VD or something, right? Yeah. All right. So, no. This is actually, we're watching the video of Hickory Dickory Dock. Mouse went up the clock. Then the skunk goes up the clock. The cat. Eventually,
look at your life.
The elephant. I'm trying to explain. I'm painting a picture, okay? Eventually, the elephant goes up the clock. The elephant breaks the clock. Well, this gets in his head. Little frog cannot get this elephant breaking the clock out of his head. So we go to bed last night. He's lying there next to me, and he's alpha, alpha, alpha. Yeah, the elephant. The elephant went up the clock. Clock, clock, broke, broke, broke. So finally, I said, yes, the elephant, he was too fat, and he broke the clock. And he goes, fat, fat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Did that cause a problem?
Mom freaks out.
Mom's in the room, and she hears him repeating the word fat, okay? And then I said, yes, he's a fat schmuck.
Oh, my God.
Well, when a 1.5-year-old says the word schmuck, it sounds like something else.
It was a bad night for BJ Harris last night, friends.
So I got to have this list of words that I'm not allowed to say to him anymore because she's afraid that he's going to go to school and call somebody a fat schmuck.
And he will.
But it's not going to sound like schmuck. You fat blight.
Here's what happened, in my opinion, is that BJ, the little baby, was, you know how they repeat stuff over and over and over. And BJ was at his breaking point. He couldn't hear it anymore.
He had been saying elephant, break, and a mouse for 2 hours, and I was over it. I'm like, okay, look, the elephant's too fat. He broke the clock. He's a fat schmuck. And that's when things went bad.
And then he had to sleep on the couch.
Yeah, exactly. That couch is not comfortable at all.
I know, but you can't have a breaking point and just blurt out realities.
Look, a guy like me and a 1.5-year-old, we clash. All right? We do clash.
Yeah.
All right? We have our moments, but we do clash at times.
Right.
But I guess you can't say the word. Well, what's the matter if he goes to school and he says the word fat? He doesn't know what it means.
Yeah, but like my son said the F word. He didn't know what it means either. He was actually on the radio when he said it.
Oh.
He said, oh, he goes, Mommy, Dad thinks you're an effing bitch.
Oh, no.
And he was on the radio.
At least I'm not saying something like that. I would never say something about his mother.
Right.
Or something of that nature. We were talking about Hickory Dickory Dock.
I know, but still.
And an elephant.
I know, but now he's going to picture an elephant's a very big person. So he's going to go to school, and you know there's always a big person at the daycare.
Yeah.
And so he's going to look at the big person and go, fat elephant.
Yeah, they describe what they see.
Exactly. Huh. And you just added fat to the word.
I did. Fat.
Yeah. Mm. So
you fat schmuck.
It was a good night for
me. Yeah,
BJ.
So there you go.
Wow, look at your Monday night.
I know.
And he had to sleep on the couch. I think that's awesome.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.